It's of a pretty female, as you may understand. Her mind being bent on round the linen to some far off a land. She dressed herself in men's attire as though it was a bear, and she hired with a sea captain to serve him for a year. And the captain's wife, she being on board, she seemed in great joy to think her husband had engaged such a handsome cabin boy. And now and then she'd slip him a kiss, and she would have liked to die. But it was the captain found out the secret of this handsome cabin boy. Her cheeks, they were like roses red, and her hair lay in a curl. The sailors often smiled and said that she looked just like a girl. But eating of the captain's biscuits, her colour it did destroy. And the waist did so well a pretty now this handsome cabin boy. It was in the Bay of Biscay that our gallant ship did plow. That night amongst the sailors was a fearful flurry and a row. They tumbled up from their hammocks and their sleep it did destroy. And they swore about the groaning of this handsome cabin boy. Oh, doctor, dear, oh, doctor, this cabin boy did cry. The time has come, I am undone, and surely I will die. Well, the doctor, he came a-running and a-smiling at the fun. For to think a sailor lad should have a daughter or a son. And the sailors, when they saw the joke, they all did stand and stare. This child belonged to none of them, they solemnly did swear. The captain's wife, she said to him, "Me dear, I wish you joy, for it's either you or me has betrayed this handsome cabin boy." And then each man took his tot of rum, and they drank success to trade. And likewise to the cabin boy was neither man nor maid. His hope and Lord don't rise again, our sailors to destroy. And his hope and Lord, the jolly